50,000 hours. I mean, just let that number sink in for a moment.
It's huge.
We're looking at EDUCBA today, this massive online education platform. To give you a sense of scale, they've got over 4,000 courses.
And it's everything. Investment banking, CFA prep, Python, data science, you name it.
It's an absolute mountain of intellectual property.
Right.
But there's this huge inefficiency sitting right in the middle of it all.
Right. It's the classic content saturation problem.
Yeah.
You have this incredible asset, 50,000 hours of video, but it's, well, it's heavy. It's static.
Static. That's the word.
If you wanted to watch it all, like as a full-time job, 8 hours a day, it would take you about 17 years.
17 years, which, okay, nobody is going to. And that's the friction point we're digging into.
Oh.
The content is valuable, but it's trapped. It's trapped in a format that needs you to be sitting still staring at a screen.
Yep.
So the mission for this deep dive is to figure out how a platform like EDUCBA unlocks all that value without, you know, hiring an army of producers. And we're looking at the Auto Content API.
Right. And we should be specific here because AI is a buzzword that gets thrown around. You know, this isn't just asking ChatGPT to write a blog post.
No.
The source material calls Auto Content API an industrial engine. It's infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's designed to take that huge static library and just programmatically transform it.
Into what?
Podcasts, short videos, study guides, all of it. And at a massive scale.
Okay, so it's marketed as a notebook LM API alternative, but for enterprise. Let's break this down. What's the actual state of play for EDCBA right now? Because on paper, I mean, 2 million enrollments, that's not a joke.
Oh, they're very successful in their niche,
yeah.
For sure. If you want to learn financial modeling or prep for the CFA, they are a go-to.
Right.
But if you look at the catalog, it is almost all long-form video and mock tests. Mm-hmm. And the source material talks about this concept of mental availability.
Okay, break that down for me. Is that just marketing speak for brand awareness?
It's a bit deeper than that. Mental availability is about how easily a brand can intersect with your life.
Mm.
Right now, EDUCBA only exists in your life when you're at a desk, ready to study.
Mm.
They have zero mental availability when you're commuting, at the gym, or, you know, scrolling TikTok.
Because their content literally doesn't fit those contexts. You can't watch an Excel spreadsheet tutorial while you're driving down the highway.
Exactly. You physically can't. And that creates what they call a production bottleneck.
Meaning what?
Meaning to fix it the old way, you'd need an audio team for podcasts, a social team for reels, for 4,000 courses. The economics just fall apart. The overhead would be insane.
So enter the Auto Content API. You said it's a notebook LM alternative. Mm. Most people know notebook LM as that Google tool where you like drop in a PDF and two AIs discuss it. How is this different?
Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It's manual, one by one. Auto Content API is headless. It's for developers. Using Python or Node.js, EDUCBA, can set up a workflow where they feed a course, let's say strategic human resource management, into the API, and it generates a conversational podcast automatically.
Headless content production. So no human producer in the loop. That's a huge shift.
It is. And the output isn't a monologue. The API uses what they call multi-speaker dynamics.
Like what we're doing now.
Exactly. It generates a dialogue between two agents debating and discussing the material.
Mm-hmm.
This is so crucial for engagement. Listening to one synthetic voice for 20 minutes is just tiring. A conversation pulls you in.
Okay, but I have to push back on the quality here because we've all heard those, you know, robotic, awful AI voices. If EDCBA pushes out 4,000 episodes of that, it's going to hurt the brand, not help it.
That's the critical risk, absolutely. But the documentation really highlights that the voices are engineered to be natural, steady, and believable. They're tuned for long-form listening.
And they can clone voices.
They can. So, in theory, EDUCBA could clone their top instructors, with permission, of course, to keep that brand consistency. Imagine hearing the actual instructor's voice summarizing their own course.
So the play here is converting dead time, like my commute, into study time.
Precisely. Your drive home suddenly has value. It expands the utility of the subscription, which probably helps retention. But honestly, the audio is just one layer. The bigger lever is the globalization aspect.
This is the part of the documentation that really got me, instant globalization, because EDUCBA is primarily an English language platform.
Which limits their total addressable market, their TAM. To enter the Spanish or Mandarin or Hindi markets the old way is just brutal. You hire translators, voice actors, you re-record everything.
It takes months. A fortune.
And the API supports over 50 languages.
Okay, so walk me through the workflow.
You take a course like Python Mastery. The code is universal, but the explanation is in English. You run that course through the API. It transcribes the English, translates the script, and then resynthesizes the audio.
Into Spanish or Hindi or whatever.
Exactly.
So is it just dubbing, or is it creating a whole new asset?
It creates a brand new native-sounding audio asset.
Yeah.
And it does this effectively overnight. You are looking at multiplying your TAM by 5, maybe 10 times.
Without creating a single new piece of core content.
Or just liberating the IP you already have into new territories. It completely removes the barrier to entry. You don't need a country manager for France. You just run the batch job.
That shifts the business model from linear growth, hiring people, to exponential, where software does the scaling.
For a library their size, manual translation is mathematically impossible. This is the only way.
Okay, so we've got the product audio and the reach globalization, but you still have to feed the funnel. We need to talk marketing. The source material is really heavy on this faceless channel strategy.
Which is the whole TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts ecosystem.
It is. And for an education company in 2026, if you aren't on vertical video, you basically don't exist. But again, the friction is the editing. Taking a 4-hour lecture on behavioral finance and finding that one 30-second viral clip, that's a nightmare.
A needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
And the API has a dedicated endpoint for this. Video Create Shorts. ADUCBA can feed it a text nugget, a key insight or a definition, and it generates a 9.16 vertical video.
With an avatar and everything.
Yeah, an AI avatar lip-synced with subtitles baked in.
Okay, let's talk cost, because video production is usually the most expensive marketing item.
The source material gives a really stark comparison. A manually produced short video can run you anywhere from $50 to $300.
Okay.
Via the API, it costs roughly €4.
Wait, what? €4? That's not a marginal saving. That's a 90% reduction. That's a different strategy entirely.
It changes everything. When a video costs $300, you have to be precious. You have meetings. You guess at what might go viral. When it costs €4, you can just flood the zone.
You can A-B test your content at scale.
Exactly. The algorithm becomes your editor. You feed the machine, and the market tells you what works.
There's another video application in the sources I thought was huge for a site like EDCBA explainer videos.
For the landing pages?
Yeah, they have thousands of them.
Yeah.
You go to the Excel Pro bundle page and it's just a wall of text.
Right, and we know video increases dwell time, which is a massive SEO ranking factor. The API can crawl those pages and generate a 60-second summary video for every single one.
So I land on the project management page, and instead of reading, a video just tells me, hey, here's what you're going to learn.
Exactly. The case studies in there suggest this leads to higher conversions and, interestingly, fewer support tickets. It just answers the basic questions instantly.
I want to pivot to a problem that plagues every tech education platform. Stale content. You launch a course on generative AI, and 3 weeks later, it's already obsolete.
This is where the deep research engine comes in. This is different from the other features. It's not just reformatting your old text, it's connecting to the live web.
So it's performing what, active surveillance?
You could call it newsjacking. EDUCBA could set up a recurring workflow.
Right.
The API monitors X feeds, developer forums. Let's say a new version of Python drops.
Okay.
The API detects that spike in conversation.
It sees the signal.
Right. Then it uses the deep research endpoint to read the actual change logs from reputable sources. It verifies the facts.
And the output is what? A blog post?
Could be a blog post. Could be a What's New in Python podcast episode, a newsletter. The point is, it keeps the fresh entries section of the site actually fresh. It moves EDUCBA from being a static library to a newsroom.
Without a human constantly hitting refresh on the Python documentation page.
Right. It automates relevance. And if you're selling tech education, relevance is your product.
Okay, we've talked a lot about formats and marketing, but does this actually help the student pass the exam? If I'm taking the CFA level 1, podcasts are nice, but I need to practice.
That's the final piece. EDUCBA has around 2,000 test series, but that doesn't cover all 4,000 courses. The API can ingest a video transcript and output structured quizzes and study guides.
So it can retroactively upgrade the old content.
Yes. It can look at a video from 2019, pull out the key learning points, and generate a 10-question quiz. It instantly adds value to those PRO bundles.
That feels like a huge value add. If I buy the finance PRO bundle, knowing every single lecture has a summary and a quiz, that's way more valuable than just a folder of MP4 files.
It ensures consistency. You don't have some courses with great materials and others with nothing. It just levels up the baseline quality across the whole platform.
So let's zoom out and look at the economics of all this. We mentioned the video cost, but I want to talk about the long tail.
This is maybe the most important economic concept for a library this big. EDUCBA has blockbuster courses, right? Investment banking, Excel, thousands of students.
They can afford to spend money on those.
For sure. But they also have super niche courses.
Okay, give me an example.
Something like Advanced Couch DB or a really specific Forex scalping strategy. Maybe only 50 or 100 students want that course each year.
Right. You can't spend $500 producing a podcast for 50 students. You'd lose money.
Exactly. But you could spend, 50 cents. The API drives the cost of production down to almost zero. A podcast costs between 10 cents and maybe 2 euros. This lets EDCBA serve that long tail.
It democratizes the quality.
It does. The student learning the niche topic gets the same premium experience as the student on the blockbuster topic. That builds massive brand loyalty.
And because this is API first, it's not a tool someone is clicking around in all day.
Right. It's not a consumer app. It integrates into their backend with Python or Node.js. It becomes part of the infrastructure. A new course gets uploaded, and the API pipeline just triggers.
Make the podcast, make the quiz, make the short, translate to Spanish.
It's a content factory.
So bringing this all together, we started with this image of a massive, heavy, 50,000-hour gold mine.
And we're seeing how a tool like this completely transforms it. EDUCBA shifts from being a static library of videos to a living, breathing media ecosystem.
It's everywhere. It's in your ear, on your commute, on your TikTok feed. It's updating itself when news breaks, and it's speaking your language.
And that's the shift. It's not content generation coming up with new ideas. It's content transformation.
They don't need more ideas.
They have 4,000 courses worth of ideas. They just need to liberate the ideas they already have.
It's all about access, making that knowledge accessible in whatever format you need, whenever you need it.
Precisely. And if you look at the bigger picture here, this raises a really fascinating question about the future of education itself.
What's that?
Well, we've always thought of online learning as an event. You sit at a desk, you open your laptop, you do learning.
Right. It's a task.
But in an age where content can be transformed instantly into any format, audio, short video, summaries, does the very definition of learning change?
It becomes ambient.
Exactly. Does learning move from being a task to being a continuous ambient stream of knowledge that just surrounds you all day? If EDUCBA can do this, the world is their classroom. Literally.
That is a wild thought to leave you with. A continuous stream of knowledge. Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.